America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN Saints reporter Catherine Terrell joins us coming up at 6 p.m. here on The Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. But it is Competition Wednesday here on the show. And our competition is we pick NFL football games against the spread. I pick three. Anthony picks three. The loser has to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment next week. And Anthony, the bad news is nobody came up with any ideas, so ice bath number two is on the docket for you.
Oh, my gosh. What are you guys doing in the comment section, man?
Not paying enough attention.
I see.
They're just waiting for Catherine Terrell. They want more Marshawn Lattimore talk, but it'll be there. We're getting to it here in just a few minutes. But, okay, I am going to start with a game that scares the bejesus out of me, but I'm going to do it, and I'm just going to go for it. Monday Night Football, which also extra sucks because then I have to wait. Not that we typically remember what we picked by the time Sunday rolls around anyway. We're so focused on the Commanders. And then it's like, what did we do last Wednesday? But the Los Angeles Rams are merely 1-point favorites over the Dolphins. I know the Dolphins looked better with Tua back last week. He only had three incompletions the entire day, but then they lost to the Bills. But the Rams are good and the Dolphins are not. And it's a 1-point game. A 1-point spread. And that is the kind of thing that should make you run for the hills and run the other way. And maybe someday I'll learn better, but that day is not today. I'm going with the Los Angeles Rams merely minus one. This game opened at 2.5. It's down to one.
I like that pick for you.
For me, or like you think that I'm going to miss it?
No, I think you're going to hit it.
Okay.
I think you're going to hit it.
All right. You're up next.
I'm going to go with the Sunday Night Football game between the Lions and the Texans. And I think the Lions are going to go out there and destroy the Texans. CJ not having a line up front, not having weapons, it's giving Bryce Young last year.
Let's ease.
All right, I might be a little hyperbole. But I don't think he looks good without his weapons. He doesn't have any weapons. And his offensive line is getting beat like a drum. So it's tough to really be productive if you don't have that. So I think the Lions go out here. And the Lions are just playing some of the best football of any team in the NFL outside of the Ravens.
Yeah, this was a game that I definitely had circled. This was a game that I 100% thought is possible. So that's a good pick out of you. I just don't love a lot of games this week. Sometimes I feel really good about them. I said this last week, too. Sometimes I feel pretty good. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know. And then there's like teams. There's like the Tennessee-LA game. The Chargers are like 8.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
But the Titans stink. So I don't want to pick the Titans. I don't want to do that to myself. So I'm not. I'm simply not. I am going to go... There's two games with a lot of bad football teams playing, and I can't decide which one I want. Either Giants-Carolina or New England-Chicago.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Screw it. I'm going New England-Chicago.
Ooh, okay.
the Bears, who might be in the midst of a free fall, they might rally this week and it might get real ugly and maybe this will be a dumb pick. But the Bears, whose four wins have come against really bad football teams and who are potentially one bad loss away from a mutiny of their coach, whose defense finally broke last week, whose quarterback is upset because he got hurt at the end of the game last week, are 6.5-point favorites. No thanks. No thanks at all. I'm taking Drake May and the New England Patriots plus 6.5. Why? Because it's the Bears who are and 6.5 points. And May's played all right. He's also thrown a ton of dumb interceptions, which is exactly what we thought we'd get from Drake May, especially early. But 6.5 points? Come on. Pats, make me proud.
You're bold, man. You're bold. But Craig, I'm going to be just as bold as you.
Are you doing Carolina?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to be bold at all, actually. I'm going to take, and I should take the advice that you gave me last week. This is a big spread. But guess what, Craig?
Are you taking the Eagles?
I don't care. I'm taking the Eagles, -7, man. And I think the Cowboys are about to get steamrolled, even though Michael Parsons is back at practice this week.
That seems relevant.
Offensively, they don't have Dak. They don't have a run game.
Nope.
They might not have CD this game.
Nope.
I'm thinking the Eagles go out there and, yeah, to them Cowboys.
I think that's possible, which is why despite the big spread, I'm staying away from this game. If I was going to pick a side, and I did on the First Impression Selection Show on Monday, it was 6.5 on Monday. It's up to 7 now. I picked Philadelphia. Okay. I think this is a chance that there's a massive blowout.
Yes, sir.
Again, I'm stuck between the bad football between the Giants and the Panthers in Germany and this other. I'm just going to go with the other game. Trevor Lawrence is banged up. The Jacksonville Jaguars turned the football over at an alarming rate. And the Minnesota Vikings turn people over at an alarming rate. Minnesota is at Jacksonville, where they are 4-point favorites. I think they can cover that 4. I think they win by a touchdown or more. I'm going Minnesota -4 at Jacksonville.
I love that game, Craig. That was the last one I was going to do, but it's okay.
Were you going to pick Jacksonville or you were going to pick Minnesota too?
I was going to pick Minnesota.
Okay. You know, we have never done it, but we are allowed to pick the same game.
Just and Craig, it's not going to start today.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Because you are going with?
I'm going with the Steelers to cover against the Commanders.
Ooh, Ant's going villain mode. I may have picked the same thing on Monday.
This is a game. I think it's going to be a very good game between the Commanders and Steelers. This is my early prediction. Again, this is only Wednesday. We haven't really gotten into the X's and O's of the game. But right now, as I see it, I think the Steelers win on Sunday. That is my early predictions. Please don't kill me out there, guys. But yeah, this is my early prediction.
I think I'm going to wind up picking Washington straight up. I will know a lot more tomorrow after I talk to Logan about it on Take Command. I've started watching some Pittsburgh tape. I haven't watched any of their offense yet. Dude, their defense hits the bleep out of people. Oh, my God. It's very Commanders-ish. There's like the first play of the Jets game, Patrick Queen tries to end Breece Hall's life on just a regular tackle in the hole. Like, the All 22 film is silent, and I still heard the thud. That's how hard those dudes hit. All right, then we need quickly, so we can get to Catherine Terrell on time here. What's our tiebreaker game? Is there any other? Do you like, if I were to take Carolina plus 5.5 over the Giants, would you take the Giants?
Yeah, I'll take the Giants.
You would? Do you not? We can make it a different game.
I'll take the Giants.
Okay. I wanted that game the whole time.
Yeah.
Tiebreaker. Let me just confirm that the number is now 5.5. Oh, no, I hit the wrong button. Now I got too many tabs open. The Panthers, it's 6.5.
Yep. That's what I see.
Whew. Yeah, okay. I'm definitely taking Carolina plus 6.5.
Brian Burns' return game, man.
He's not returning anywhere. They're going to Germany.
Well, against his former team.
There you go. All right. That's our Competition Wednesday. We'll see how we did next Wednesday. Coming up next, more on Marshawn Lattimore from someone who's covered him for his entire career, Catherine Terrell from New Orleans, ESPN Saints reporter, next on The Hoffman Show.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.